This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. So what happens when you take a classical instrument like the flute and you add electronic sounds with a dash of hip-hop and neo-soul vocals? You get Flutronics, a duo composed of flutist Natalie Joachim and Allison Loggins Hull. They're in town for a concert tomorrow night on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill and a two-year residency at UNC. Natalie Joachim and Allison Loggins Hull are Flutronics, and they are here with me now. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this, because you're both classically trained flutists. Natalie, talk about studying at Juilliard. What were your intentions? What were you expecting to be?
It's funny, a lot of people say I was basically born in the Juilliard lobby because I started going to their prep programs when I was 10 years old. So almost all of my musical training happened there, and I loved it. You know, it gave me such an excellent foundation in terms of my technique and my skill, my understanding of the practice and the complexity of classical music. But I will also say that way back when, Juilliard, right across the street, there used to be a Tower Records. And I, as a really young child, used to spend a lot of time in that Tower Records at the listening stations, listening to all other kinds of music as well. And so I sort of credit both of those as my musical education and a big reason why Flutronics is a big part of my life.
Allison, what about you?
Yeah. Well, I went to SUNY Purchase, which is a school in Westchester County in New York. And there was really where I saw the most growth, I guess you could say, as a young trained musician. And I really owe that all to my teacher there, Tara Helen O'Connor. And prior to that, I had been really self-taught for the most part. When I became 15 years old, it really occurred to me that this was the thing that I really loved to do. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to try to go for this thing and like figure out what this is all about. So I at that point, I started taking private lessons and then like really got serious and was exposed to this whole world of, you know, classical music and that and what that means to be trained in that way. So I then went on to Purchase to study with Tara, who really took my playing to a whole another level. And then I did graduate school at NYU in composition, actually.
And so what are you imagining, especially at that tender age of 15? You love the music. You want to participate in it and perform it. How are you imagining yourself? Are you on stage? Are you part of an orchestra? Are you doing solo? What's your vision of yourself in that moment?
That's a great question. I actually never saw myself in an orchestra, per se, though I've always loved orchestral music. Mm-hmm. I've always loved the use of the flute in many symphonic pieces. But for me, I didn't really know how this would unfold, yeah. You know, but I knew that it would be doing something creative and maybe a little bit different. And that really didn't come together until Natalie and I, you know, and that period in our lives until we came into one another's lives. But I just knew that I wanted to play. And I knew that I wanted a life in music, not exclusively classical, but just music in general. I've always been a lover of so many genres of music. And I don't know, that when I realized, like, okay, I can maybe do this flute thing and just play music, like, that was it.
Well, it's a great story about how you two came together and then formed the sound that is Flutronics. And we could talk about that, or alternatively, we could actually play some of it and hear it. Why don't we do that? And let's listen to a little Flutronics right now.
Complex.
That is just a clip from the song She Is by Flutronics from their album 2.0. Natalie Joachim is on vocals and flute. Allison Loggins Hull on flute. Flutronics performs Friday at 8 o'clock on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. Natalie, talk about how you two came together. You were both in the New York City area, but apparently didn't know each other. Is that right?
Yeah. It's funny because we really were just a year apart in school. And as anybody who plays an instrument growing up in band and is active in their region, it's pretty usual that you know the kids around your age who are doing the same thing. And so it was funny that Alice and I had grown up all these years and never really run into each other at any flute events. And so I might be dating myself a little bit, but
the Tower Records story dated you right away.
That's true.
You'll never survive it.
So I was on a social media platform called MySpace. And at the time, you know, you could have just a personal profile, but if you were an artist, you could have a musician's profile if you were a musician and who wanted to showcase their music. And so I stumbled upon Allison's profile pretty randomly one day and listened to some of her music. And I was like, who is this flutist, you know, creating music that's really interesting and also quite similar to what I'm doing right now. At that time, I was really just beginning to experiment with electroacoustic music. And so I sent her a message and I just said, you know, I fell in love with your music. I really like it. And I feel like we should be friends. We should know each other. And it turned out actually that she lived in my neighborhood just blocks away from me. So she wrote me back and she said, you know, yeah, sure, we should hang out sometime. And probably within a few days after that, I sure enough just walked on over to her house and we spent the afternoon in her living room just talking to each other about our lives, you know, our paths up to that point with music and where we were. And I think we were both finding that we had lived these parallel lives and that they were just intersecting actually at precisely the right moment.
Intersecting and really often a new trajectory. How did that conversation, where did you imagine yourself going after that, Allison, or because of that first meeting?
Well, I was so excited, actually, to meet Natalie because it's very unusual to meet someone who is artistically so like-minded but who also has such similar experiences and also similar points of view, like just outside of music, life in general. Like we really hit it off. So the whole thing just felt very – I didn't think twice about working with her. Like, yes, she was a complete stranger. We had mutual friends in common, but I really didn't know her at all. But at the same time, there was something that almost I can't really explain that just, you know, let me know, like, you know what, this is someone who I think I want to work with, and let's go ahead and embark on this journey together. I mean, it just felt really right. And I got the immediate sense that Natalie was someone who was very focused, very committed, very hardworking. I could just I pulled that from her personality right away and from just talking with her. And it's definitely the type of person that you want to work with on something as crazy as like flutes and electronics and new music and, you know, who knows what it is. Well, yeah.
Let's hear how that turned out. Another cut from 2.0, the album by Flutronics. That is a song called Lifelines. Natalie Zwasham and Allison Loggins Hull, better known as Flutronix. As we say, the song is Lifelines. Flutronix performs Friday night at 8 o'clock on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. And Natalie, you're also doing a residency, right, with Carolina Performing Arts. So tell us a little bit about that and what the residency is all about.
Sure. We're actually really excited for tomorrow night's performance because it's sort of the kickoff of our residency. And in fact, over the next 2 years here, thanks to Carolina Performing Arts, as both a commissioner and the host of our residency, we'll be building a new evening-length work called Discourse. Allison and I, a few years ago, were really feeling, as I'm sure a lot of people have felt, confused and a little confounded by the state of things in our country right now, and feeling actually just quite disconnected from other communities and other people around us. And so we were really hoping to respond to that with an artistic initiative that invites people to engage in conversation with one another and to connect with each other's personal narratives. And so we'll be here in Chapel Hill. We're not in Chapel Hill right now, but we will be in Chapel Hill over the course of the next 2 years, over a series of visits, connecting with community partners like the Marion Cheek Jackson Center, the Southern Oral History Program, and also people from the UNC campus.
You can be doing interviews with people.
Yeah, interviewing them, wow. Hearing about their stories and their experiences, engaging in their communities.
And then blend all of this into a final performance, right?
That's right.
So if we were there 2 years from now, we'll hear some sampling, some music, and we didn't even get into the whole electronics because we're out of time now, but I wanted to talk with you more about that. We are out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
Thank you.
Natalie Zwasham is a flutist, a vocalist and composer and a producer. Allison Loggins Hull is also a flutist composer, and together they are Flutronix, and they will perform tomorrow night at UNC Chapel Hill's Meeser Auditorium, part of the Carolina Performing Arts new season. And you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and we leave you with the music of Flutronix.